Janet Hoff in the WRJN News Center. The wind diminishing tonight, lows in the low 30s. Full forecast details are coming up. An elderly Town of Summers couple is recovering at Frederick Hospital in Milwaukee after both suffered head injuries during a home invasion early this morning. The incident happened in the 3700 block of 18th Street sometime before 2:30. Kenosha County Sheriff David Bath at a news conference said an 84-year-old man heard glass breaking and went to investigate. He encountered a man in the home and was struck in the head, although Bath said he did not know if an object was used or if the man was punched. The man's 83-year-old wife also suffered a head injury. Summers Fire Chief Carson Wilkinson says the man, bleeding from his head, drove himself to a Kenosha fire station about 10 blocks away seeking help.
And that's how the initial call was initiated. They called the public safety answering point here at Joint Services, notifying them of the incident. They immediately dispatched the Sheriff's Department, of course, and our ALS unit.
Sheriff Beth said the incident is unusual for the area.
There has not been a rash of this going on in the neighborhood. This is an isolated incident.
Investigators are trying to determine why the home, which is set back off the road and has a row of trees and shrubs shielding it from the roadway, was targeted. The suspect was described as being of average height and possibly black or Hispanic. Deputies are canvassing the area to see if any other residents have any surveillance video that could assist in the investigation. And anyone with information is urged to contact the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. The Racine Water Utility's bond rating was reduced by Standard & Poor's to match the city's rating for lack of significant growth in the last three decades and other financial factors. And future borrowing or bonding by the utility was at risk without a rate case before the Public Service Commission. That reality was explained to aldermen during budget review by Utility General Manager Keith Haas, who said the 7% to 10% increase okayed by the PSC means another $4.50 per quarter on his water bill at home.
On October 1st, we were mandated to send out delinquent notices to our customers. We have 33,500 customers between Mount Pleasant, Sturtevant, and Racine, and annually we send out 11,500 delinquent notices. So those people have until October 31st to pay their water bills that are in arrears, and at that point then we turn it over to the county for collection on their tax roll. So we normally have about 4,000 people that come in and make their accounts whole.
Haas said Foxconn would require about $100 million worth of water mains to be paid mostly through a Mount Pleasant tax incremental district for the project. Foxconn also came up in budget review for transportation, but is not included at this point in any future planning. The public hearing on Racine's 2018 proposed budget is next Monday night at 6 o'clock, followed by more Committee of the Whole review. A resolution allowing the limited jurisdictional transfer of several county and Mount Pleasant Village roads to the state to allow those roadways to be reconstructed to serve the Foxconn development has been approved by the Racine County Board. Julie Anderson, Director of Public Works and Development Services, told the board, "It's a perfect example of cooperation between various levels of government and the private sector." She said under the agreement, the State Department of Transportation will assume jurisdiction over and pay for the needed improvements.
WISDOT will return jurisdiction of the roadways back to the village and the county after the roadway improvements have been completed. The anticipated completion date is January 1 of 2021. Local governments will continue to perform routine maintenance, including snow plowing, mowing, permitting, and signing during the WISDOT ownership.
Anderson said the agreement will also allow for better coordination between Foxconn-related and other local road projects. The board approved the agreement unanimously. The Mount Pleasant Village Board approved the agreement at their meeting Monday. The affected highways are Highway KR and Brown Road from 90th Street to the West Frontage Road, Highway H from Highway 20 to KR, and International Drive. After being dragged behind a vehicle in August, a dog currently under the care of the Wisconsin Humane Society is looking for a new home. The Racine County District Attorney's Office filed charges against the driver and the owner of the dog, which was turned over to the Humane Society, suffering from injuries over most of his body. Humane Society spokesperson Angela Speed says 8-year-old Rocky has been under the care of the veterinary staff at the Racine campus, recovering from his injuries, and although he's been up for adoption for about a week, he's not getting a lot of attention. Speed notes that he has spent a lot of time in the administration office, and the staff has found that he loves rope toys, rawhides, and the nice nap in the sun. Anyone interested in adopting Rocky should contact the Humane Society. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.